Hi, this is Pam in Michigan. In January of 2004, I was diagnosed with invasive ductile estrogen, positive estrogen-driven breast cancer. It came as an extreme shock to me because I had always spent a lifetime in the field of nutrition and wellness and doing things to keep my body healthy, so this just came as a total shock. Early on, though, immediately, I made up my mind that there was no way I was going to have anything to do with anything conventional medicine had to offer. I wanted nothing to do with chemotherapy, radiation, lumpectomy. I don't think chemotherapy kills anything except eventually the patient. I've just seen too many people go that route, and they just didn't make it, and they weakened their systems, their immune system. I just decided I was going to keep myself strong. I was going to feed my body the things that it needed to fight this, and I had already heard about an effective treatment. The stories that I'd heard, it was extremely effective against not only breast cancer, but cancers of all kinds, and it was a product called Protocell. And I'd already heard about it a few months before I had been diagnosed, so I had thought if I were ever diagnosed with anything like that, that would be the treatment that I'd choose. And that's exactly what I did. I had a biopsy because I wanted to know that it was what it was when I beat this thing. I felt like I could just get on Protocell by itself and make it go away, but I'm the kind of person that I wanted to be able to tell others that it did what it did for me. When I had the biopsy, mine exploded with growth. It was the size of a small grape when I had the biopsy, and after the biopsy, within days, it was like pouring gasoline on a fire. It went from the size of a small grape to the size of an egg. And I went in for my first ultrasound. I just wanted to go in there and have something to compare to later on. And a doctor burst through the door after he read the scans and told me this was the fastest growing, most aggressive cancer he had ever seen. It had spread all through my breast, which it maybe probably had. I mean, it just got huge. And he told me if I didn't do something and do something soon, that I was going to die a horrid death. And all I wanted to do was just get out of that room and get away from him. I knew I had time. I knew if I had a mastectomy, Protocell would still get on top of what was left there. But I just didn't feel like I had to mutilate my body, and I had to go that route. And I just got a little bit more aggressive with Protocell. I made sure I didn't go more than 6 hours without it, went to a dose in the night, and just got very aggressive. And within days, I had evidence that all growth had stopped. And I just stayed with that after that. But if I had listened to the doctors, I would have ended up with a double mastectomy. I went in for ultrasounds every so often after I got on the Protocell, and I kept up with the situation and what was going on in my body. And one of the things that made it extremely easy for me to do that when I got on Protocell was I had ordered Tanya's, but at the time it was an e-booklet that you could get online. I later purchased the Outsmart Your Cancer book that came out, but that became my second Bible. I lived in my first one, and my second one is what I depended on to get me through this situation and know what to do with Protocell, know how to take it, know what to take with it, what not to take with it, what to expect of it, and everything that I needed was in there, and it was a godsend to have that. But I was very tired. Part of the Protocell treatment, some people can be tired from what it does as the body starts to rid itself of the cancer, and the dead cells tend to deteriorate and lyse away. I just stuck with it. I stayed with it. I stayed on it. I had an oncologist, and I fired him because he wouldn't order any scans or any tests, and everything I asked him for he wouldn't do because I wasn't doing what he thought I should be doing in his conventional world of medicine. Doctors tend to look at cancer through cancer-colored glasses. They don't think sometimes that there are other treatments out there that are effective. And I have found Protocell to be extremely effective. I trusted the Lord through this whole thing. I walked very close to the Lord, and I really looked to Him for answers. And I was very diligent about making sure that I stayed on what I was supposed to do with Protocell. And it worked for me. I kept my immune system strong. And the last scans that I had actually showed that I wanted a density reading of to see, you know, how much it had deteriorated, and they didn't even do a density reading because basically they couldn't see where there was any cancer there anymore. And I've had some other type of screening done where it showed that there were no live cancer cells left. And I feel that this has been a tremendously effective treatment for me. There are other answers out there. It's just so important to know that what you're doing ahead of time and look into this a little bit, because when you receive a diagnosis like this, they don't give you time to think. And I'm extremely grateful for having known about Protocell. I'm extremely grateful for the support that I received from some of the people that had been on Protocell and from the book. And today I sit here talking to you, and as far as everything points to the fact that I'm cancer-free. And there's more than hope. There's answers. And I hope that you don't necessarily listen to what the doctors tell you when they tell you if you don't do what they say you have to do that you're going to die, which is what they told me. There are other answers out there, and I found one. Thank you.